ABC News Radio.
There is a real question as to why there's a concern about this, because around the world, these crops have been intensively looked at for more than 16 years now. Every major scientific organization in the world, including in the European Union, has judged them to be safe, at least as safe as conventional crops for food and the environment. So really, this has turned into an ideological battle, a battle about issues of concern about corporate control and things like that, rather than about the scientific characteristics of the crops themselves. And really, this kind of commingling that we have of crops that has occurred for a long time by things like pollen flow, by the spread of plant parts and so forth, this has been an issue for agriculture for a long time, and we already have rules about coexistence for different types of barley, for example, some which would go into beer and some which wouldn't. So we have different crops that coexist already. That's not new. What seems to have happened in this case is a bit of ideological warfare about one form of agriculture with another.
In your experience, is zero contamination realistic for crops growing in the vicinity of a GM crop?
Well, zero cross commingling between crops is pretty much impossible for any of the crop varieties people keep separate. In the U.S., one group of growers I work with had a particular problem with making sure that their high-quality premium blue corn didn't have any yellow corn kernels in it. So this is something that occurs in agriculture all the time. And it's just people avoid this sort of commingling effect by various ways, and they allow some level of tolerance. And in particular, what makes this case in Western Australia unique around the world is every other place where organic agriculture and GM agriculture exists, there are tolerances that accept that a small amount of approved GM materials might be included in an organic crop.
Why, in your view, is there so much concern in some quarters about genetic modification of our foods?
I think there's an issue where a lot of people tie it up. They'll say that they believe the foods are safe, but they don't trust the corporate entities that are involved in it. One problem with that is even GMs that don't have corporate entities involved in them, such as virus-resistant papayas in Hawaii, have been attacked and burned by people who oppose this technology. So there have been a whole range of claims about it. I think a lot of the more general public is stirred up because there have been claims spread through the internet that GM crops are unsafe for the environment or unsafe for food, even though these claims have been thoroughly researched by food safety authorities around the world, including in Europe, and clearly demonstrated to be untrue.
Do you think that perhaps there's a lot of concern because food labeling isn't up to scratch in a lot of places, therefore people really aren't quite sure what they're actually getting?
Well, this has been one of the claims that's been cited in this case, although it doesn't really have anything to do with Marsh and Baxter. But much of what's happened around this case is other issues have been laid onto it, even though they're irrelevant to the court case at hand. But yes, one of the claims has been made by a number of people that are concerned about GM crops is that labeling in Australia is inadequate. In fact, Australia has one of the most rigorous labeling systems in the world. And if there's any component, any ingredient that's present at more than 1%, if it is GM, the whole processed food has to be labeled. This is a very rigorous standard. The complaints that some people have when they say, well, there's loopholes that GM isn't labeled, the primary loophole that seems to concern people is with canola oil, because you can have canola oil that's produced by a GM crop and it doesn't require a label. The reason for that simply is once the oil has been processed, there's no trace of anything GM involved in it. It's impossible without just following records to even guarantee that the material is labeled is really what it is. So people have claimed that this is a big problem because if you buy canola oil, you don't know if it's GM or not. In fact, I buy canola oil all the time, and I invite your listeners to just look at the labels on canola oil in the stores, and those companies that market it as being from non-GM canola are very clear about putting that right on the label. So if somebody was concerned about this, all they have to do is buy the ones that say non-GM. So there's a rigorous formal required legal labeling system, but also people that are marketing the crops also use a labeling system that provides that information to consumers.
It's being claimed that this trial that's underway in Western Australia will set a legal precedent. How significant do you think it is?
Well, it won't be significant outside Australia because everywhere else in the world you get coexistence of GM and organics. In fact, in 2011, there was a study done in the United States that show that about 18% of surveyed U.S. organic growers also grew GM crops in the same farming operation. I've looked hard with colleagues at the University of California and in Iowa, which has the highest adoption of GM and organic cropping in the same state, and I've never found any case where there was any kind of a problem like this. So it may be significant in Australia. I doubt that the organic grower will be successful on the basis of what's already transpired in the court case in Western Australia. But the precedent is actually quite limited. This is a case that could only happen in Australia because the organic certifying agencies in Australia, apparently for marketing reasons or maybe their own ideological reasons, have refused to accept any kind of tolerance. And the interesting thing about that is if you go to the certifying agency involved, NASAA, and go to their website, they accept tolerances for pesticides at 10% of the residue levels that are allowed otherwise. So these organic certification standards, which are common in Australia, accept pesticides for which there are known health risks at tolerance levels, but reject GM, and don't allow any tolerance levels, even though there is no scientifically valid evidence of health risks. It just doesn't make any sense.
abc.net.au/newsradio. Get your news now.